Yeah, tell us about the mountaintop removal coal mining. What's that all about?
Mountaintop removal is basically an incredibly cheap process for extracting coal, by which coal companies blow the top off of mountains, then dump the tops of the mountains, which they call overburden, into the valleys where people live, and they call that valley fill. In the process, they destroy the drinking water, the air, the property values,
the ecosystem,
the schools, all the communities, all the Appalachian culture that exists in these valleys that's dependent on these ecosystems for its very survival. And they're also destroying a number of species in the process. But they do it because it's a way for them to eliminate jobs, increase profits, cut down costs, and we're trying to work with Appalachian folks who oppose this whole process.
What kind of response do you have from Appalachian folks? I mean, is this a purely anarchist type of movement, or is there a popular movement in Appalachia for this sort of action as well?
Actually, it's a very popular movement within Central and Southern Appalachia. The idea for Mountain Justice Summer came out of people in the coal fields and in there. Us from North Carolina have been invited up to participate and join them in it because they've seen some of the work that we've done on timber issues in the area and in some of the coalitions we worked with on that, and we're real excited about us, so we kind of got invited into this. But it's actually been, the response has been great. Some of the groups that were already up there, some of them will continue with their style of organizing as they do, and then some others have kind of thrown out more the liberal folks in it and said that they want to work strictly with Earth First and other direct action minded people. They said that they've been fighting this for about 10 years. They fought it with strip mining and they were winning pretty well until some of the national groups, namely the Sierra Club, sold them out with reform laws that didn't really do a whole lot and kind of sold them out really short. So they continued working with them on mountaintop removal and have thrown all of those members out of some of the groups there and are solely moving much more in the anarchistic lean and much more in the confrontational direct action lean, for sure.
Let's talk about the confrontational direct action. What kind of things can we expect to see from various groups in this sort of...
I think what we're going to see this summer is a wide range of tactics. Depending on the situation, we're going to adapt tactics to what's appropriate. You're going to see everything from, you know, legal work and media work to cataloging of endangered species, which can be useful in preventing mountaintop removal permits from being granted, to nonviolent civil disobedience, to road blockades, occupations of offices and land occupations and other forms of direct action which directly prevent the functioning of a mountaintop removal site. I think you're going to see a wide range, a wide spectrum of different kinds of tactics depending on the specific context that we're operating in. And what that's going to offer is people from all over the country a way to come in this summer, and no matter what their comfort level is, whether they're comfortable talking to the media or cooking food or doing a road blockade or civil disobedience, they're going to have something that they can do to help stop mountaintop removal. So I think you're going to see a wide spectrum of tactics ranging from legal and media work to confrontational direct action.
As I let you guys know before, this show is based out of Richmond. Why don't you guys let me know, talk to me about Massey.
Massey Energy is located on number 4, 4th Street in Richmond. And they are one of the biggest companies doing mountaintop removal coal mining in southern and central Appalachia. There's a couple others, Arch Coal and ANG, but Massey is definitely the number one. They have a coal silo next to an elementary school, 250 feet away from the school. And that's the schoolhouse. It's right next to their property. They wash the coal during the day. All the fumes and all the toxins get blown directly into the school vents. The ones that aren't, that get washed out, go up to a toxic sludge dam that's located directly behind the school. Holds 2.8 billion gallons of toxic sludge filled with mercury and arsenic and lead and all sorts of nastiness in there. It's held together by a 300-foot earthen dam. And the person that built the dam, one of the people that built the dam, has showed people in governmental meetings where the fault line is in that dam. And Massey Energy, not only will they refuse to do anything about it, which is, and it's illegally built too, they're supposed to have a much bigger distance, and not only will they refuse to do anything about it, but they're building a second one there soon too. They've also been involved in the largest environmental disaster in the southeast region ever, of the Inez coal sludge dam spill in 2001 in October. And
You guys mentioned this earlier in the day, and you said that it was unprecedented. It was amazing. We hadn't heard of this, and there was a particular reason why. Talk about the damage caused by this sludge spill.
Yeah, the sludge spill in 2000 in Inez, Kentucky, spilled the sludge dam spill caused about 250 million gallons of toxic sludge, which, to be clear about, it's sludge created in the process of cleaning coal. So all the worst elements and most toxic and poisonous heavy metals that you get from cleaning high sulfur coal go into these ponds. And 250 million gallons of it spilled and covered a 72-mile radius, particularly the streams downstream of Inez, Kentucky. Over a dozen people, I think, were killed. 72 miles of ecosystems, plant life were totally destroyed. Environmental assessors estimated that the environmental damage caused by the spill was three times that caused by the Exxon Valdez spill that we all heard about on the nightly news for weeks and weeks. The reason we didn't hear about it is because historically and contemporarily, Appalachia is an isolated, colonized area of our country. We don't hear about what goes on there. The people there's complaints are kept silent, and so we never hear about these things. So one of the goals of Mountain Justice Summer is to get things like the Inez spill out into the public, so the public knows about what's going on with these coal sludge slurries and mountaintop removal.
All right, two more quick questions. One, if people want to learn more about the damage that can be caused by this, or they want to get in touch with you guys, well, first, let me go here. What would you encourage people to do in Richmond? There will be some thousands of people in Richmond that under the airwaves of this broadcast. So what would you have them do concerning Massey? Like, what would you like to see?
I can't recommend any specific tactic, but what I can say is that, one, they are located on 4th Street in downtown Richmond, and you could just pay them a visit, like go into their offices and say you want to have a meeting with them. You can occupy the offices and say you want to have a meeting with them. And just keep sending letters to them, postcards, calling them up, sending emails, and making us think about it. Let people know that right there in their backyard, in their home, is this company that's involved in this. And letting the company know that the people that they're living around don't like what they're doing.
All right, and one more question. If people want to learn more about the damage caused by mountaintop removal, want to learn more about what you guys are involved in, what kind of website can they go to, who can they contact?
You can contact Mountain Justice Summer. That's the name of the campaign that's going on this summer to stop mountaintop removal. You can go to www.mountainjusticesummer.org to find out about the campaign and learn a lot more about the issue. And you can email mountainjusticesummer@hushmail.com if you want to get in direct touch with us. We'll tell you about what's going on with the campaign right now and how you can get involved. If you can't come out to the coal fields this summer, there's lots of ways you can get involved with stopping mountaintop removal in your hometown. So please get in contact with us.
Awesome. This is going to be a huge campaign. Looking forward to see what happens. Thank you guys for doing
amazing.
What you can.
Southern secession on a whole different level.